I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Outdoors with Larry Ray, brought to you proudly by Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency, Barton Power Sports, Sportsman's Warehouse, and Best Care Home Services.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome once again to Outdoors with Larry Ray. As you can tell, this is not Larry. This is Frank Barton filling in for the introduction for this segment. With me this morning is the other co-host for the Outdoor with Larry Ray show, is Guy Trebo, coming to you from the spacious studios of the ESPN 790 and also coming to you from Brownsville, 95.3, and Jackson, Tennessee at 101.5. We're going to shift gears a little bit. We talked fishing earlier, but we're going to go in towards a different segment. So, without further ado, the newly dubbed Oracle of the Outdoors, Larry Ray.
Oh, now I've been dubbed the Oracle of the Outdoors. And without further ado, you got that down. We're ado one more time here. Maybe my voice might. We're getting all this. We've got Shelby McCall, in here doing as our show producer. She is taking all this down, so we may work this into future shows, this introduction that you guys are doing such a great job at the Oracle of the Outdoors. Well, we might say this next guy is the Oracle of Camping, you know, because he's been with the Campgrounds of America for a long time. He was smart enough to leave the newspaper business like I never did and still am, but his background is in newspaper. But really glad to have on today's show Mike Gast of Campgrounds America. He is the Vice President of Communications based out of Billings, Montana. And Mike told us before we came on the air that they had 105 inches of snow in Billings this past winter, which matches the heat index that we have today in Memphis. So, good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Larry. I see you've been there for 16 years doing the show now, and I've been with KOA almost 18. So, I guess if you hang around long enough, you get a lot of new titles.
Oh, yeah. But you're in a good end. The beautiful places that you've been. I was looking at that. You've been to Corvallis. That's a great place to be. You're at Billings Gazette, which I know is part of that. And then Aberdeen, South Dakota. Man, I tell you what, I spent 34 years in the Memphis paper. I couldn't get away, so I'm still doing it. But let's talk, Mike, about KOA camping. You guys been around since, what, 1962? Is that right?
That's right, 56 years.
Wow. Man, I graduated from high school in 61. Does that not tell you how old I am now? I mean, that just puts it in that you started in Billings, you're still in Billings. But it has evolved in your years, Mike. I know, you know, the old days of packing it in the back of the car or maybe the station wagon. Kids out there don't know what that was. And heading to some place, you know. Tell us about KOA in the 16 years that you've been there and how it has changed as far as different things, social media, all these different things.
When I got here, of course, social media, it wasn't even thought of yet. And
it was just media. There was no social.
It was about 2001. We had about 425 KOAs around North America. And today we've got about 505 KOAs.
Really?
and we're still growing. We've just completed in the end of 2017. We completed our sixth record year in a row, and so after being a 56 year old company, and all of a sudden you've got record years breaking loose. It's quite phenomenal the interest and growth in this lifestyle, and we've got we're well on our way to our seventh year in a row of record results of camping. So it's really exciting that. The camper base just continues to grow. We were all, again, back when I got in the company in 2001, We thought we were pretty protected because we had this huge bubble of baby boomers that were going to be retiring for the next 20 or 25 years, and we're still benefiting from that. Those baby boomers that see this RVing lifestyle as the way they want to spend their time after retirement.
But it's now the campground itself has undergone so many renovations and things along this line. When you pulled into the KOA in 2001, compared to what you might pull in to KOA in 2018?
Well, oftentimes it was a nice square turn to get into your site.
Yeah, and, that's right.
And the sites were pretty small because a lot of the campgrounds were built in the late 60s, early 70s, up until 1980. That's when most, at least, of the KOA examples were built. And so we've spent a lot of time retrofitting these campgrounds to be more accommodating to the new RV of the world. Again, these campgrounds were built before the ages of slide-outs.
Yes.
And 40-foot rigs towing a 20-foot or 25-foot vehicle.
Yeah.
Before the day of pull-throughs, you know, so that because now everybody wants a pull-through. Nobody wants to have to disconnect, and they just want easy in, easy out. So we've had to accommodate the campground for that. Another thing that's a big change is that people really want that outdoor experience. Of course, the RVs that are manufactured now are absolutely gorgeous.
Amazing. But, yeah. Homes on wheels.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they want to extend that experience to the outside now. So we've got KOA patio sites, which are hard surface, you know, concrete, at least 250 square feet, patio furniture, gas grills.
Yeah.
You know, we've created their best outdoor backyard experience, really, on each site as we go. So you can find those KOA patio experiences all over our system, and that's the wave of the future because people want to be able to enjoy the outdoors on their site. So it's no longer just stepping out of your rig onto a piece of dusty earth and enjoying it that way. So we still want it to be camping, and we still want that camping adventure, but we've opened it up a lot just with those patio sites. And then we've also got deluxe cabins out there.
Oh, that's what I love.
They have the full bathrooms in them. So that's opened it up to folks that want a different level of comfort, but still want to be able to go out and sit at their picnic table or around the campfire that night and make s'mores and enjoy that outdoor activity with their families. But when the night's over, they can still go find a nice, comfortable bed and with a nice heating or air conditioning in it, and that's the way that they choose to camp. So it's still a campground. It's still that same experience you had when you were a kid, but you can kind of pick the way you want to go now.
Well, I know one of the first things that I did when my son was young, we took a 6,200-mile ride to Banff National Park in Canada, and we pulled a Coleman pop-up, and I can tell you what, I stayed at KOA, and I always looked for the pull-throughs because I couldn't back that thing around for nothing. So I know that those days and the cabins and things along that, again, we're talking to Mike Gast. He is the Vice President of Communication for our good friends at Campgrounds of America. And one thing I noticed, Mike, you guys have come out with a report. It was very interesting. Back in April, some figures that you guys tossed out there in this report that haven't really opened my eyes when I was looking at more than 6 million new North American households have adopted the camping lifestyle since 2014, and the number of campers who camp three times or more each year, the most avid group of campers, have increased 64%.
That's the number that we've really attached ourselves to, because that means that not only are more people trying camping, more people are liking it.
And they're coming back. Yeah.
Absolutely. They're coming back time and again. And we've been doing the North American Camper Report now for 4 years, so we've got some good trend lines now that we can follow. And we're not just measuring KOA campers. We're measuring all camping in all people that identify themselves as camping in North America with this survey. And you know, to have it increase by 2.6 million campers in just the last year, campers.
Yeah.
That just speaks so well for the lifestyle and speaks so well for the health of the industry that it just means that people are in search of what we've got to offer. So it's very heartening to see that. And again, we're looking at the entire camping public out there, And, you know, tent usage is way up. We've got 61% of our campers
who
identify themselves as tent campers.
Yeah.
Now, in the KOA world, that kind of equates to about 12% of our bar customer base are tent campers. So there's a lot of tenting going on out there outside of our business. And 24% of campers in general identify themselves as RVers. In our world, that's just about 80% of our customer base pulls in an RV. So they're obviously finding a lot of different ways to camp in a lot of different locations, and we don't care because we know that sooner or later they're going to show up at a KOA because they're going to want what we have to offer.
Economics too involved in this. Talk a little bit about that because. It can get pretty expensive to stay at a hotel now. So you guys have done your best to keep the rates, I think, as best as you can, right?
Sure. And all of the we've got most of our campgrounds are franchise owned, so they're mm-hmm. owned by the folks that are they're right in front of you.
Yeah.
Them and,
yeah.
And obviously they're making their livings off of providing this great experience on each of their properties. We do manage the rates as well as we can so that it's still an affordable way. And we're doing that really by opening up, by offering it any way you want to have it. If you want a basic tent site, comfortable,
yeah.
clean, dry,
uh-huh.
Close to the bathrooms, close to the water, we've got that. If
yeah.
you want the complete set of luxury with a KOA RV patio site or a deluxe cabin, we've got that too. So no matter what price point you are, we can do that. And that's a little bit different than a motel because, typically they're rooms you may have your choice between a full bed, a king-size bed, or two queens, and that's about it. Otherwise, the room is the room, and it doesn't make much difference. And the big difference I always talk about between the motel-hotel industry and camping is if you walk next door in a hotel and knock on the door and introduce yourself, they're probably going to call the police.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knows everybody at a KOA campground. I can tell
absolutely.
You that.
Absolutely. You're probably going to have help setting up your campsite or your getting your awning out or whatever else.
Or backing in your camper. You know, I had plenty of help. They were all sitting in their lawn chairs watching me. You know,
well,
so
that's high entertainment.
Yeah,
that's high entertainment.
Hey, Mike, we got to go. I want to stay in touch with you guys, and I'll get back with Jessica. Maybe I can do a story on this down the road. You guys have been great to us on Outdoors with Larry Ray, and we will stay in touch. Okay, buddy?
Absolutely. Thanks, Larry.
All right. Thank you, man. All right. Let's take another break. Come right back, and it's Guy Treble's turn again. I'm not really sure. I don't know how you get past Oracle. You know, that's got me really nervous here. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.